Welcome to Optimal Health for Busy Entrepreneurs, the podcast for busy and high-performing entrepreneurs and leaders who are looking to create more energy and optimize their health while upgrading their brain and personal performance with precision. I am your host, Julian Hayes II. I've been involved with health and performance for over a decade. This podcast was created for the high performer who is unapologetically ambitious, the one who moves at a fast pace and operates with an edge, the one who wants to become superhuman. Nothing here is fluff, gimmicky, or feel good. I have little to no interest in simply helping you improve your life. I want to help transform it. By listening to this podcast, expect to have a body that feels just as good as it looks. Expect to possess a swagger and style that gives off an infectious vibe. Expect to command the stage or any boardroom you walk into with your executive presence. And lastly, expect to become your most enhanced self so you can live a limitless life. Now, let's get to the show. Welcome to another episode of Optimal Health for Busy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Julian Hayes II, back at it again with another reality check. And do you ever feel like you're trying some more, and nothing is happening still? Nothing is panning out how you want it to pan out. In business, you're emailing people, but no one's replying. You're promoting your product, and no one's buying. You pretty much feel invisible. You're working your ass off. You're putting in the time. You're making a superhuman effort on a daily basis. But yet and still, you don't see any results. You're hitting your macros. You're executing on your workouts. And the inches still aren't coming off. And you know, most people, when they encounter these moments, they tend to abandon ship. Their feelings get the best of them. They start seeking out another strategy. They simply begin to question themselves. You know, I've been there. It's normal. It's human nature. And today's episode, as all the previous reality checks, is a reminder to myself, and also, hopefully, maybe it's a timely reminder for you that whatever you're going after, results are going to be invisible at the beginning. And this statement is from The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. I reread that book recently, and it's a potent set of words, and it bears worth repeating. And I often remind myself that results are invisible at the beginning. I have to continually remind myself that results are invisible at the beginning, especially as I'm venturing into new projects and territories when it comes to both fitness and business. So as I'm training for a marathon and keeping up with my strength and body composition goals, nothing drastic took place the first few weeks. But then weeks later, finally, a flurry of noticeable progress began to manifest itself. And I have to remind clients of this as well at the beginning, that the absence of visible results does not mean the lack of invisible activity. So another idea and picture to help drive this concept home is from James Clear's book, Atomic Habits. And so he shares the process of water shifting from a solid to a liquid as a metaphor for how change can happen slowly over time. So here's the analogy. And so you step into a room, it's freezing inside. Let's say specifically it is 10 degrees Fahrenheit, which is about minus 12 degrees Celsius for those of you who use the other system. Ice is everywhere. Everything is frozen solid. But let's say that now you adjust that thermostat just a tiny bit and you bring that temperature from 10 degrees to 11 degrees. And you return the next day. And of course, this isn't a surprise. The ice is still frozen solid. So again, you adjust this thermostat. But this time you're going to raise it from 11 to 12 degrees. And of course, nothing's going to change. The ice is going to stay frozen. You come back the next day and you repeat the same process. 13 degrees now. Nothing changes. 14 degrees the next day. Nothing is still happening. 15 degrees the next day. Still, nothing is happening. Everything is frozen day after day. And at this point, you're putting in all of this effort and nothing is happening. Whether it's in fitness or whether it's in business, most people give up because nothing is happening. But results are invisible at the beginning. The absence of visible results does not mean the lack of invisible activity. So instead of giving up because nothing is happening, what if you kept coming back to that ice room despite how you're feeling? What if you continue just a few more weeks or days despite how you're feeling? Despite people saying you're wasting your time, you should be more realistic, you're crazy, you should just move on. What if you just didn't give up? And eventually, through consistency, persistence, and not letting your feelings be stronger than your mind, you'll eventually hit 30 degrees, then 31, and then 32, and bam, that's where the magic happens. You're above 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Ice is going to begin to melt. Now there's momentum, and you can actually see it now. The results aren't invisible anymore. The ice is thawing. And as you keep raising that thermostat, it's going to eventually be flowing. And the ice is going to be no more. But this is why change can be frustrating. It feels like nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. Day in, day out. Rinse, repeat. You're doing what you're quote-unquote supposed to do, but nothing is showing for the fruits of your labor. But then all of a sudden, one day, something happens. So in fitness, there's no weight change for days and weeks. And then something happens. And once those results become visible to your eye now, that's when you realize that all of those tiny steps, they weren't pointless at all. All of those tiny victories, they were quietly accumulating in the background. You were leveraging the positive aspects of the slight edge. You know, I think about recently, yesterday, as I'm recording this, it was a 14-mile run. And if you would have told me a year ago that you were going to be running 14 miles and it wasn't going to be that difficult for you, I would have called you crazy. But yesterday, I ran 14 miles without cramping, without stopping, and it wasn't that bad. But I couldn't do that at first without cramping and stopping when I tried to run a long distance. But then one day it happened, which was yesterday, but it only happened after lots of training. I couldn't sit patiently and write my book until one day, after lots of practicing, I could. I didn't have one single published article until one day, after nearly 2 years, lots of rejection, lots of chatter around me about what I should do, and then also lots of going back to the drawing board. And then I finally did. It finally happened. So this week, I want you to reload. I want you to re-engage and just focus on turning that thermostat knob. 1 degree today, or maybe 2 degrees. or whatever you can do. But don't dismiss the power of the slight edge. So keep pitching. Keep lifting. Keep running. Keep trading. Stay diligent on that diet, because results are happening. But right now, those results just may be invisible because it's the beginning. But that does not mean that nothing is happening. You won't lose those 10 pounds until one day they're gone. So stay awesome, be limitless, and go be superhuman. Peace. If you are a high-performance entrepreneur, leader, or executive looking to supercharge your energy and become the most enhanced version of yourself without the guesswork, and you're tired of cookie-cutter templates, randomly guessing and hoping the next thing will work, and you actually want a precise and bespoke health optimization and performance roadmap that is in-depth, data-driven, and custom-tailored specifically for you, then my superhuman coaching programs are probably a good fit for you. No stones will be left untouched. Now, it's not a good fit for you if you are someone who does not want to invest the time, the commitment, nor the energy into getting the results. But if you are someone who is ready to start their N of One journey, upgrade their body and brain with precision, and truly live a limitless life, I invite you to apply by heading over to theartoffitnessinlife.com/us, and you'll get the opportunity to talk with me for 60 minutes, and we'll take a deep dive into where you currently are and where you're trying to go, and then we'll decide if this is a good fit for you and me. And if it is, I'll extend an invitation for us to work together. Once again, to apply, head over to theartoffitnessinlife.com/us. I look forward to hearing from you.